No, Allison, we don't have time for that. Speaking of no time for that, today is day 69, and we're reading Deuteronomy 11 through 13, and then Romans chapter 13. You must love the Lord your God and always obey his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. Keep in mind that I am not talking now to your children who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord your God or seen his greatness and his strong hand and powerful arm. They didn't see the miraculous signs and wonders he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his land. They didn't see what the Lord did to the armies of Egypt in their horses and chariots, how he drowned them in the Red Sea as they were chasing you. He destroyed them, and they have not recovered to this very day. Your children didn't see how the Lord cared for you in the wilderness until you arrived here. They didn't see what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the descendant of Reuben, when the earth opened its mouth in the Israelite camp and swallowed them, along with their households and tents and every living thing that belonged to them. But you have seen the Lord perform all these mighty deeds with your own eyes.
The blessings of obedience. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I'm giving you today so that you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation dishes with your foot as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys and plenty of rain, a land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it through each season of the year. If you carefully obey the commands I am giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and soul, then he will send the rains in their proper seasons, the early and late rains, so you can bring in your harvests of grain, new wine, and olive oil. He will give you the lush pasture land for your livestock, and you yourselves will have all you want to eat. But be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky and hold back the rain, and the ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord is giving you. So commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Be careful to obey all these commands I am giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. Then the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and stronger than you, and you will take over their land. Wherever you set foot, that land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the land in the south of Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east into the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause the people to fear and dread you, as he promised, wherever you go in the whole land. Look, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before. When the Lord your God brings you into the land and helps you take possession of it, you must pronounce the blessing at Mount Gerizim and the curse at Mount Ebal. These two mountains are west of the Jordan River in the land of the Canaanites, who live in the Jordan Valley near the town of Gilgal, not far from the Oaks of Moreh. For you are about to cross the Jordan River to take over the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you take that land and are living in it, you must be careful to obey all the decrees and regulations I am giving you today.
The Lord's chosen place for worship, Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the decrees and regulations you must be careful to obey when you live in the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must obey them as long as you live. When you drive out the nations that live there, you must destroy all the places where they worship their gods, high on the mountains, up on the hills, and under every green tree. Break down their altars and smash their sacred pillars. Burn their Asherah poles and cut down their carved idols. Completely erase the names of their gods. Do not worship the Lord your God in the way these pagan people worship their gods. Rather, you must seek the Lord your God at the place of worship he himself will choose from among all the tribes, the place where his name will be honored. There you will bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your sacred offerings, your offerings to fulfill a vow, your voluntary offerings, and your offerings of the firstborn animals of your herds and flocks. There you and your families will feast in the presence of the Lord your God, and you will rejoice in all you have accomplished because the Lord your God has blessed you. Your pattern of worship will change. Today, all of you are doing as you please, because you have not yet arrived in the place of rest, the land the Lord your God is giving you as a special possession. But you will soon cross the Jordan River and live in the land the Lord your God is giving you. When he gives you rest from all your enemies and you're living freely in the land, you must bring everything I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your sacred offerings, your offerings to fulfill a vow to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. You must celebrate there in the presence of the Lord your God with your sons and daughters and all your servants, and remember to include the Levites who live in your towns, for they will receive no allotment of land among you. Be careful not to sacrifice your burnt offerings just anywhere you like. You may do so only at the place the Lord will choose within one of your tribal territories. There, you must offer your burnt offerings and do everything I command you. But you may butcher your animals and eat their meat in any town whenever you want. You may freely eat the animals with which the Lord your God blesses you. All of you, whether ceremonially clean or unclean, may eat the meat just as you now eat gazelle and deer. But you must not consume the blood. You must pour it out on the ground like water. But you may not eat your offerings in your hometown. Neither the tithe of your grain and new wine and olive oil, nor the firstborn of your flocks and herds, nor any offering to fulfill a vow, nor your voluntary offerings, nor your sacred offerings. You must eat these in the presence of your Lord, of the Lord your God, at the place he will choose. Eat them there with your children, your servants, and the Levites who live in your towns, celebrating in the presence of the Lord your God in all you do. And be very careful never to neglect the Levites as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God expands your territory, as he has promised, and you have the urge to eat meat, you may freely eat meat whenever you want. It might happen that the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored, is a long way from your home. If so, you may butcher any of the cattle, sheep, or goats the Lord has given you, and you may freely eat the meat in your hometown as I have commanded you. Anyone, whether ceremonially clean or unclean, may eat the meat just as you do now with gazelle and deer. But never consume the blood, for the blood is the life, and you must not consume the lifeblood with the meat. Instead, pour out the blood on the ground like water. Do not consume the blood, so that all may go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what pleases the Lord. Take your sacred gifts and your offerings given to fulfill a vow to the place the Lord chooses. You must offer the meat and blood of your burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your other sacrifices must be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, but you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all my commands, so that all will go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is good and pleasing to the Lord your God. When the Lord your God goes ahead of you, and destroys the nations, and you drive them out and live in their land, do not fall into the trap of following their customs and worshiping their gods. Do not inquire about their gods, saying, "How do these nations worship their gods? I want to follow their example." You must not worship the Lord your God the way the other nations worship their gods, for they perform for their gods every detestable act the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods. So be careful to obey all the commands I give you. You must not add anything to them or subtract anything from them.
Deuteronomy chapter 13. Suppose there are prophets among you, or those who dream dreams about the future, and they promise you signs or miracles, and the predicted signs or miracles occur. If they then say, "Come, let us worship other gods, gods you have not known before," do not listen to them. The Lord your God is testing you to see if you truly love him with all of your heart and soul. Serve only the Lord your God and fear him alone. Obey his commands, listen to his voice, and cling to him. The false prophets or visionaries who try to lead you astray must be put to death, for they encourage rebellion against the Lord your God, who redeemed you from slavery and brought you out of the land of Egypt. Since they try to lead you astray from the way the Lord your God commanded you to live, you must put them to death. In this way, you will purge the evil from among you. Suppose someone secretly entices you, even your brother, your son or daughter, your beloved wife, or your closest friend, and says, "Let us go worship other gods, gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known." They might suggest that you worship the gods of the peoples who live nearby or who come from the ends of the earth, but do not give in or listen. Have no pity, and do not spare or protect them. You must put them to death. Strike the first blow yourself, and then all the people must join in. Stone the guilty ones to death because they have tried to draw you away from the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery. Then all Israel will hear about it and be afraid, and no one will act so wickedly again. When you begin living in the towns the Lord your God is giving you, you may hear that scoundrels among you are leading their fellow citizens astray by saying, "Let us go worship other gods, gods you have not known before." In such cases, you must examine the facts carefully. If you find that the report is true and such a detestable act has been committed among you, you must attack that town and completely destroy all its inhabitants, as well as the livestock. Then you must pile all the plunder in the middle of the open square and burn it. Burn the entire town as a burnt offering to the Lord your God. That town must remain a ruin forever. It may never be rebuilt. Keep none of the plunder that has been set apart for destruction. Then the Lord will turn from his fierce anger and be merciful to you. He will have compassion on you and make you a large nation, just as he swore to your ancestors. The Lord your God will be merciful only if you listen to his voice and keep all his commands that I am giving you today, doing what pleases him.
Okay. Off to Romans chapter 13. Respect for authority. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what's right, and they'll honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. You must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes, too, for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority.
Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here, so remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires.
And that is our reading today. That was our reading today.
That was our reading today.
So welcome back, everybody, to Chip and Eric and Friends Reading Through the Bible.
I didn't know if we were allowed to say
What's funny is I almost just read the whole thing, too. Just to see what you did.
Yeah, just to see if I just left.
Yeah, just gone. Oh.
Fine.
Yeah. Hey, so we read that with two questions in mind. How does this help me love God more? How does this help me love others more? So, Allison, the question is to you. mon frere.
Others. I'm going to go with others.
Okay.
Love fulfills God's requirements. Mm-hmm. That heading right here in this Bible.
That, ironically, you didn't read.
I didn't read it, because I don't know what do we do? Are we doing that? Are we not doing that? You don't do that.
I do.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you did that.
It's good.
All right. Well, anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Love fulfills God's requirements. That's such an important thing to remember, that the whole law can be summed up in this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. The whole law, you know, we can get bogged down in, what's right, what's wrong, what can we do, what can we not do, what they're doing, what they shouldn't be doing, but it's all summed up in love God, love others. That sums it up right there. So just, I think, remembering, that's my number one job. That is my number one job, to love God, love that. That's it. That's first and foremost, is what I'm supposed to do. But I also was struck by the back in Deuteronomy where it was talking about people who try to pull you away from God and just the absolute, like, he just sounded so, it got real serious really fast, you know, like, get away, kill them now, strike the first blow yourself. This, you know, just the seriousness of protecting who you follow and how you follow.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's notable that God doesn't say, go in and marry their women so that they'll turn to worship me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right.
And that's not what he says. Mm-mm. You know, and I think, man, yikes.
But I've thought that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have.
You know, like, well, I'm helping.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have thought that way. But if it worked, God would have prescribed it. Mm-hmm. So I love that you said you can love others better by understanding that loving your neighbor sums up the entire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll just go with the first verse that we read. You must love the Lord your God and always keep his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. Look, we don't have the same regulations and commands that the Israelites did. We don't have the civil or ceremonial laws of Israel, right? Like we can eat things and we can not build a railing on our roof. And, you know, like we don't have all of that stuff. I can have tattoos and we don't have all of those things. But what we do have is the same God who is honored and desires us to obey his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. And so we live under the law of Christ, something that we read a few days ago in Romans. We live under the law of Christ. We don't live under the law of Moses. We live under the law of Christ. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And really, more than love your neighbor as yourself, too. I mean, I'm not like discounting scripture, but Jesus also said, here's the new challenge. I want you to love the way I've loved you. So not just the way we love ourselves, because I think if we're honest, we sometimes don't love ourselves, but the way I love you. Paul is quoting this Leviticus passage, love your neighbor as yourself, because it's something that was very familiar to the Romans. So it makes perfect sense. But here's the thing. God wants us to obey all of his decrees, regulations, and commands, right? Mm-hmm. And then he says, obey civil authority, mm-hmm. which for some of us is really difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really difficult for me to look at the present state of authority in our nation and world and say, yep, God put them there.
Yeah.
But that's what God says. And let me tell you, the American government is no more corrupt than the Roman government. Mm-hmm. Paul will be killed by the Roman government.
Right.
He's going to be beheaded by Nero Caesar himself. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think he knows what he's saying and the Holy Spirit is inspiring it. So I think, man, God wants us to keep all of his decrees, regulations, and commands. And he wants us to honor the authority above us. So there's something there, you know? And I think Americans are just spirited towards rebellion. I mean, we're a nation conceived in rebellion, right? Mm-hmm. We say a nation conceived in liberty, but the reality is we were conceived in rebellion.
Yeah.
And that's again, God put the people in charge. So
right.
There's a lot to unwrap there, but I just think, man, today there's gotta be something practical that I can do to be better, a better citizen of my space, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Yep. I think so too.
I'm sure not everyone's going to love that takeaway, but can't argue with the scriptures.
You can't. That's a tough one, but you can't. Yep. I mean,
yeah. I know I'm going to get a text message and I know who it's from. I'm not going to call them out on the podcast, but I know who it's from. And I know the text message I'm going to get. It's going to be like, and it's going to be a funny one. It's going to be a joke about, so you're saying I can't ... And it's going to be a funny.
Like, I can't just wait to hear if you get it.
I will. I promise I'll tell you.
Okay.
And if they say I can, then I'll say it on the air.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hope you have a happy week.
Why?
It was part of the joke.
What joke?
Okay, so there was a joke the other day, but I guess you don't get it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess I don't.
Okay, we love you guys. We're proud of you. Just yeah. Rolling through.
Sorry I keep coughing. There is something in this room or this building that makes me cough every time
I
come in here.
It's like one of the plugins, like the maybe scents, you know?
Like, I'm fine. All day.
There's like the Glade plug. You know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah.
I bet that's what it is.
Plug it in. Nah. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
This coming from the person who said we didn't have time. We don't have time.